Hello and welcome back to another Pastor's Roundtable. I'm Ronnie Hull, filling in for Josh Squires, but this week we do have Derek Thomas, Gabe Fleur, and Brian Bolt. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hey, Ronnie.
How's everybody doing?
Good to see you guys. Today we've got another great question, a question I'm particularly interested in as a hopeful minister, is what is your biggest joy in ministry? And so, Dr. Thomas, would you take us away?
What is my biggest joy in ministry? I mean, if I answer that, first of all, generally, and then perhaps more specifically, you know, it's preaching that I enjoy doing the most. I love digging into a passage. I typically, you know, when I first became a minister, I would start on, you know, Monday morning, but these days it's probably Saturday morning before I actually do any of the grunt work. And I just love that 2-3 hour section on a Saturday morning where you try to tap open the text, you know, you hit it with a hammer and it breaks into 3-4 pieces and you're good to go. But the actual physical act of preaching, I love it. And it's hard to describe. I mean, there are times when it's difficult and there are times when, you know, but there are times when you sense, okay, everyone is listening. There's a sense in which you're almost outside of yourself and the Holy Spirit is at work and something of the message of the kingdom of God is actually getting through to people and you're helping people grow in grace. And that's a very, very joyful thing for me. If you ask me, what do I enjoy doing most at First Prayers? I think it was the Wednesday at First. It was a relaxed sort of atmosphere. People had lunch, I mean, a really good lunch. And they wanted, you know, they didn't want a lengthy exposition. They wanted a 20-25 minute homily about something. And I always felt as though that audience, I connected with that audience more than I do anywhere else. It was just about the right size. I loved the atmosphere of it all. And I miss it terribly. We're going to see if we can restart it soon. But that was probably the greatest joy. You know, if I can add one more thing, it's when you get a letter from a member of the congregation or somebody that listened to a sermon somewhere and they just express how grateful they are. And that's a big joy too. So those would be some of the things.
Thank you, Dr. Thomas. And I'm assuming when I graduate seminary, they'll give me one of those little hammers that helps you break open the text into those neat pieces.
Yeah. A nutcracker.
That's how it works, huh? Oh, well, Gabe, how about you? What is your biggest joy in ministry?
Yeah, thanks so much, Ronnie. I would echo Derek and say, you know, it's a joy, certainly, to preach and to preach here week by week. The Lord has gifted this congregation to be very attentive to the ministry of the Word. But as I think about what's our biggest joy in ministry, I've been thinking about that the past month or so, and writing, especially thinking about Matthew 5:10-12 this Sunday night, when persecution comes on account of the word, and Jesus telling us to skip and leap for joy when that happens. It struck me again that our greatest joy in ministry has got to be Christ Himself, and I know all of us would say that. And where it's hitting home with me is asking that question for any of us. Is he our greatest joy in the ministry God's given us, whether it's here at the church or whatever he's entrusted to us in our daily lives, so that if other things are stripped away, comforts and security and friends and family, that there's still that deep and abiding sense of joy, even when all outward happinesses are gone. And I think that's for me at least, has been a very penetrating and searching question to ask. Are we finding our joy in Christ alone as we go about what he's called us to with the certain hope, as Paul finishes 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58 with, that our labors are never in vain, even if we don't see any fruit for decades and years, that we can still have joy because he's promised they'll never be in vain. So where I'm fighting right now for joy in my own life, in my own ministry, is to have joy no matter what. Joy founded in Christ, joy grounded in Christ, and what he's done for me and what he has promised to do through me and through all who come to him by faith. That's where I am in, as I thought about this question for today.
Thank you, Gabe. Yeah, it almost brings me to tears when I read the biographies of saints who endured incredible persecutions, and yet they had such joy. And it's so poignant that it had nothing to do based on their earthly circumstances. There's something otherworldly about their joy.
That's exactly right. You know, I on that really quickly, I had a friend who is a minister in the underground church in a closed country. He was sitting at my dinner table with Callie and I probably 15 years ago. We're still in seminary. And him telling us that when he was imprisoned, he said, that's when Jesus drew so close to me. I actually missed those times with the Lord as we sat in prison. And he said, when I'm here in America, I feel distant.
Wow.
He said, there's just so much abundance, so much plenty. He said, when I was in that cell is when Jesus was closest.
That's amazing. Thank you, Gabe. And Brian, would you like to share, what is your greatest joy, your biggest joy in ministry?
Thank you, Ronnie. I was just thinking on what Gabe just said, and that question rolling around in my heart, is Jesus enough? You know, apart from the outward blessings that he gives out of his grace and could withhold at a moment's notice, I certainly don't deserve them, you know. And if he did that, would Christ alone be enough? That's a deeply humbling question. Roll around in my heart. You know, my greatest joy in ministry, other than pastor's roundtables.
Good answer.
I love that I get to befriend different types of people and help different types of people to know and love Jesus. I love that I get to talk with people about the Lord and listen to them sharing with me about their own struggles and delights in the Lord. And to know that that is not only accepted and permitted in my job, but actually encouraged and expected. And so what an unbelievable privilege that is. And I enjoy doing that in two ways, the same two ways that are outlined in Acts. One is from house to house, visiting people and praying with people and sharing scripture with them in their living rooms, in a hospital beds occasionally. And lately, from front porches. And then the other way that I enjoy doing that is what my brothers have already said, just teaching and preaching and having that unbelievable privilege of leading worship on Sundays. I do miss the Wednesday opportunities that Derek is talking about, and just other opportunities in the life of our church, Sunday school teaching. What a humbling privilege to do that, to be able to study the Lord's Word in depth, and then to get to share that with people in a way that you pray is helpful and useful. And it is so, so rewarding when people do tell you that it is helpful to them and, you know, intersects with something they're going through and is particularly helpful. It's just, it reinforces that great truth that the Word doesn't return void. Mm. So just being able to share in a small way in that ministry is a great, great privilege, and to minister alongside these brothers is a real privilege.
Yeah, this is I was especially looking forward to this episode because I've known so many pastors that they warned me that this is not an easy service to be going into, but they also say they wouldn't trade it for anything. It's encouraging to hear from you all. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Thanks so much, Ronnie.